Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting as always from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. My name is Madeline, and this morning you are treated to a very special performance of songs by Creative Writing 411. And we have seven different songs and songwriters here in studio ready to perform their compositions live on the radio here. So to start things off, we're going to hear Aiden Parker with his song, The Yellow House, accompanied by Andy on the violin. Take it away.
Cool.
One October, I was seven. The leaves were brown, but the hedges were green. Some bad men smashed my pumpkin. I didn't know it could be me. The house was yellow, the paint was faded. I drew a fence to stop what bad men could pray. So we built it, oh welcome jaded, a cool warmth like the sun in the spring. Blue door would open onto a hallway. I still remember how the wallpaper fell. The floor was scratched up from long play days. A yellow glow in the winter melt. One October, I was brought home. My dad and sister were waiting to play. Painted a glass door, colors in polychrome. I still have it, the words on it say, welcome home, Shannon baby. What was a home now is only a house. Welcome home, Shannon baby. Someday I'll buy it back for mine. I had a bedroom shared with a sister. The ceiling slanted with the arch of the roof. I had a black cat, I really miss her. This boy's a tree that's lost its roots. Cast iron fireplace warmed up the living room. Every home needs a heart. Playing Legos, saw fire and heard a boom. Just a glass pot that had blown apart. The kitchen clutter, checking expiry dates. A homemade massive cement Celtic dock. The French doors open, the summer breeze waves. Chinese kites hang from the ceiling for luck. There was a plum tree where some aphids grazed. We tried to stop them with a toothpaste tube. I wanna move back to where I got raised. It wasn't perfect, but boy did it do. Welcome home, Shannon baby. What was a home now is only a house. Welcome home, Shannon baby. Someday I'll buy it back for mine. Welcome home, Shannon baby. What was a home now is only a house. Welcome home, Shen and baby. I can't afford it, but memory's free.
All right, that was Aiden Parker with The Yellow House and Andy on violin. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Come over to my chatting couch and we're going to have a chat in between performances. So while Aiden's getting set up here, whoever is next is Sebastian. You're welcome to get organized on the mic. How's it going?
Good, how's it going?
Good, thank you so much for that. We like to hear that they're productive butterflies. So why'd you sign up for this course?
To be fully honest, I signed up for it because the class I was supposed to be in changed times, and I was left, and I was like, shoot, I need to fill my schedule. And songwriting is something that I've always been mildly intimidated by or wanting to do, but it's never something that I ever thought I would challenge myself to do in like an academic setting. And the first week of classes, I was sure that I was going to drop out because it was just too intimidating. I'd never done anything like that before. And then by like the second week or like the third class, I was like, no, you know what? Like I'm here because I kind of want to. And like, I was way more excited about the class than I was about any other classes. And I think the reason was because it was something I knew I wanted to do and something I knew I was terrified of.
Yeah, so there's just like a little bit more of a challenge there, and the reward's way more exciting.
Well, and it's like, when else am I going to do it? You know what I mean? It's like I took a painting course in like second year because I knew I wanted to do it, and if I didn't do it at school, I just wouldn't. And now I love painting, and like I feel a similar thing where I knew I wouldn't have done it at all had I not taken this course.
Cool. Well, so the lyrics of this song were quite like tactile and nostalgic. So is this your family home that you're writing about?
Yeah, it's the house that I was basically born into. Not born in, but born into. important distinction. But it has such a strong, visceral, nostalgic tie to my identity and, like, my childhood. And we moved out because it was too small when I was, like, in grade 5 or 6. And it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. And then we were renting it out for a while. And then we sold it because we had to. And then it ended up turning out because the market is like, I don't know, market stuff. But we ended up losing money off of selling it. And like, it really sucks because I always think about how like, that's the house that I want to like, be able to like, have my family in or something. So it, yeah, I don't know. The only reason I would ever make money is so I can buy back that house.
That's really lovely and sweet. I hope that you do one day. And if not, you have a song about it. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, cheers. Okay, we're going to move on to our second performance. So coming up next, we have Sebastian with Granville Island. Go ahead.
I'm going to Granville Island, where no one knows your name, where innocence is thrown to the wind and washed away with the rain. I'm going to Granville Island, where the justice system's wrecked. Guitarists keep on busking, baby, but their case is never checked. I left my wife on Davy Street, buried under a pile of sand. She flirted with the waiter, and things got out of hand. So I found myself a-running all the way to Granville Street. A dealer caught me hiding and he told me the island's where I gotta be, so I'm going to Granville Island. I'm going to Granville Island, the safest place to hide, where business is corrupted, baby, and the funhouse is a lie. The marketplace is booming, and the locals all know why. They all go shopping somewhere else, while the tourists swarm like flies. Down here in Granville Island, baby, I couldn't spend 5 minutes without getting beaten, mugged. No penny in my pocket, or music to my song. I live my life a free man, baby, as if I'd done no wrong. I found a place to rest my head underneath a theater stage. I thought I found a pillow, but now I think I caught the plague. So I find myself a starving, and a burger costs a dime. So I found myself a tourist. There ain't no cost to robbing blind. No one likes me here in Granville, which means I'm fitting in okay. So christen me an islander, 'cause the island's where I'll stay. I'm going to Granville Island, going to Granville Island, going to Granville Island, going to Granville Island. Down here in Granville Island, baby, there ain't no leaving till the day you go to hell. I'm going to Granville Island in an attempt to escape the law. But the island's still a prison. It's just got larger walls. I'm going to Granville Island.
All right, you're listening to live performances of Creative Writing 411 songwriting class. And you just heard Sebastian Mendoza with Granville Island. How's it going?
Not bad. Nervous to be here, but I'm good.
Well, you did it. You done did it. Okay. Listening to that, it's sort of like you're writing about like a kind of whimsical, imagined like Wild West version of Granville Island. Tell me about where you came up with that idea.
I came up with the tune while I was just on a bus ride, riding past Granville Island. I just kind of sang that little like hook, I'm going to Granville Island, and it got stuck in my head. And then I thought, why not like just add a bit of like drama to this? I don't have any negative opinion about Granville Island, but I thought I'd just kind of make it like kind of the worst place possible. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, why is the justice system wrecked in your imagined version of the place?
I think what I include in my lyrics are a lot of like ambiguous kind of sketchy goings on that happen throughout. Like when I say like guitarists are busking, but their cases aren't checked, as in, like implying that they're hiding drugs or something in the guitar cases. The same with like when I talk about the marketplace being like booming and the locals know why. Like we don't know why, but they go shopping somewhere else, right? So I don't know. I don't have any like specific ideas on why Granville Island is such a terrible place, but I throw in a lot of kind of ambiguity there.
Yeah, cool. And I've heard from a couple other people just sort of like chatting before their performances that the assignment for this song was to write about a place. Did you kind of like play around with a few different ideas, or was this it from the beginning?
That's actually a funny story. I had this song in my head already from like the summer before, like from like last summer, so like 8 months ago. And I knew that I was going to take the songwriting class in my second term. And I was like, I hope that there's an assignment that's like vague enough where this applies. And it just happened to be about a location. So it just fit perfectly with the song that was already stuck in my head.
Amazing. Are we ready to go with the next song here, or do you need another minute? You're good? Okay, well, thank you so much for chatting. Awesome. All right, we're going to carry on here. And up next, we have Ruby and accompaniment with Hastings Racetrack. So whenever you're ready, okay. Go for it.
Went right into another demo.
All right, you just heard Ruby and accompaniment with Hastings Racetrack. Do you want to get some water? And we'll there's just a little. Cool. So you are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, and we are treating you all to a very special broadcast of live performances of original compositions by students from the Creative Writing 411 live performance course. And I'm joined here by Ruby. How's your throat?
It's better now. That's done, yeah.
Great. Okay, well, we won't keep you talking too long. But I wanted to ask you, so you're so far the only person who had like a pre-recorded backing track for your singing. So how'd you put that together?
Well, I usually play bass, but I cannot play bass and sing at the same time at all. So I had to kind of figure it out to work for this, yeah.
Did you compose like the drums and the keys and everything that was on that track or just the bass part?
Yeah, I did that all just on my computer to kind of fill it out and have it not just be bass.
So are you a musician outside of this course as well?
I play bass, but I've never like tried to write my own songs. I've always kind of done other people's songs. So I took this class to kind of see what it would be like if I was the one writing the whole song, and that was interesting.
Yeah, how's the experience been throughout the semester and then like performing today?
It was really fun. I have a big fear of singing. That's never something that I've like wanted to do. So it was really good to push myself out of my comfort zone and do something that I found really uncomfortable.
Absolutely. I can only imagine that if it's not something that you're used to doing, that like doing it in this kind of setting is a little bit intimidating.
Yeah, and it was really nice of Holly and Janice to sit and help me with that, so I didn't feel like I was going to lose my voice and not be able to finish it.
Awesome. Love it. Well, thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of the performance. Okay, so up next we've got Janice with Clinton Park. Are you ready to go? Okay, awesome. So take it away.
Years old, my mama took us down the street and around the corner wearing matching paper crowns. She said, go on and run, girls, I'll meet you at the hill, and whoever wins the race up top gets a $20 bill. Meet me after 8 at Clinton Park. Bring your skip rope and your brand new chalk. We don't need to talk, our pinkies interlocked. We'll do Tai Chi with the old ladies between the two oak trees at Clinton Park. Clinton Park. Clinton Park. Clinton Park. At senior prom, we both wore blue and left before your date, Andrew. Bussing in our fancy shoes, our purses filled with booze, wandering through the city until we realize there's only one place we can go. Well, nobody else will know. Meet me after prom at Clinton Park. Bring your Pinot Noir and your guitar. We don't need to talk, our pinkies interlocked. We'll drink and sing under the stars in monkey bars at Clinton Park. Clinton Park. Clinton Park. Clinton Park. Yeah, yeah, it's been a while now, haven't talked in a while now. We both moved on to different friends and different feelings, different lives. But every now and then, I think of seeing you again. Remember the summer heat when every day was sweet. Meet me when you can at Clinton Park, baby. Wear your worries like a piece of art. We'll race to the pool with no head starts. Kick dust on the swings to heal our hearts. We don't need to talk, our pinkies interlocked. We'll meet again one day. We'll catch up one of these days at Clinton Park.
All right, that was Janice with Clinton Park. And they're going to come join me on the couch in just a minute. But if you're just tuning in, you're listening to live performances from students in CRWR, which is a creative writing course here at UBC. And they're all songwriters. So, Janice, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Is Clinton Park a real place?
It is. It's in East Vancouver. I grew up near it when I was younger, and it's still there. It's still exactly the way it was when I was 3-4 years old. So, yeah, it's a very nostalgic place.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case in lots of other places in the world, but I know an experience that I certainly had and a lot of people I know had, especially when you're a teenager, is like trying to find spaces to hang out where you're not going to be bothered and your parents aren't around. And there's a lot of nostalgia attached to those places, and I got a lot of that from your song. Yeah. But there's also a little bit of like sadness about it too.
I think so. I think Clinton Park especially has been it's such an important place to me because I grew up around it, and I think I've come to realize I still live in the area and I still live like 5 minutes away from it. And walking past it all the time, I come to realize that I think places that we find ourselves in from different points in our lives, they really grow to become almost people in our lives in the way that we watch the location will watch us develop, and we also watch how that place changes over time. And in that way, you kind of develop a weird sort of friendship or a relationship with a place that almost feels like it's living to you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like kind of embodied. Mm-hmm. Also, your voice has a really kind of like soft but powerful resonance to it. So are you a vocalist outside of just this songwriting experience?
I don't know if I would be as ambitious to call myself a vocalist. I sing in the shower. I think I've been trying to sing more, which is why I joined this class. It's a big fear of mine. It's really scary. But I would like to be a vocalist. I would like to be able to sing more and have opportunities to do that. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, hopefully you find some. Thank you. Thank you for being here today. Awesome. Okay, well, we're going to carry on. So up next, we have Holly and Ruby also as accompaniment with, or I guess just like holding the lyric support. Awesome. Great. So this is Holly, and the track is This Is Me.
This morning I woke up at noon, not that it's anything new. I wasn't hungover, wasn't going anywhere. Just wanted to eat leftovers, watch a couple of movies, do nothing. Then tell the boy I hate to come over. Am I supposed to be somewhere? But would I rather be in bed? Got my mom yelling like I'm still 13. Guess it's time to wake up. Love me or hate me, this is me. I've got plenty of faults, oh, can't you see? I'm probably damaged and carrying a bit of baggage. But love me or hate me, 'cause this is me. Sometimes I wake up and not even brush my teeth, and pour the milk before the cereal. Please don't judge me. I'll pay for my gym membership, then not go for 4 months. But hey, nobody's losing money but me. Goddamn, I'm supposed to be somewhere, But here I am, still in bed. Truth is, I'm probably gonna get sacked at work for running in late and calling my boss a jerk. And love me or hate me, this is me. I've got plenty of faults, oh, can't you see? I'm probably damaged and carrying a bit of baggage, but love me or hate me, 'cause this is me. Cue the bridge, this is where you think I'm crazy. Like, here she goes again, she's so goddamn lazy. And late to class again, my prof probably hates me. But I'm singing this song to say, hey, I'm sorry. You don't have to love me, you don't have to hate me, 'cause this is just me. Me and my messed up story. But if you're late to this, then give me a call and we'll take the piss. So there won't be one, but double the fun. Oh, they'll love us or hate us, but this is us.
All right, Holly with This Is Me. That was playful and cute.
Yeah, that was so fun to play. Just as much fun when I was writing it. Yeah.
So I've heard from other people that, like, the assignment for this song was to write about a place. So was the place yourself?
Actually, this was the other assignment where we had to write a humor song. Yeah, so this song is just basically where I just take the piss out of myself. It's, like, based off my bad habits. And, like, some are true, some, like, I made up. But it's generally about I just made it, like, a fun way to write about, like, negative habits and, like, negative things and, like, turn it into, like, a funny thing.
It's just so relatable. Like, I don't know, I think everybody I know is like, yeah, I bought a gym membership, or, like, I've paid to go, like, I bought a bike and I haven't used it in 3 months and it's just sitting there collecting dust, and you're like, we're just human. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I think that's one of, like, the cool things about this, because I wrote this and I was like, oh, man, like, people are gonna think I'm just, they don't want to hang out with me, I'm not, like, a cool person. And then everyone in my class was like, this is me, like, I can relate to this. So I was like, yes, like, that's what I was going for. Like, yeah.
Had you written songs before taking this course?
Yeah, so this is my fourth time taking this course with our prof, like, Tariq. So I've written, like, a bunch of songs. This is my second time on the radio with you guys.
Okay, cool. I thought I recognized you, but I didn't want to be like, for sure. Anyways, great. I'm not losing it. Great to know. How do you manage to take a course four times?
That's a good question. Well, we have, like, we're allowed to have one course as, like, our main, like, how do I say it? Like, our main genre that we can take, like, several times. And, like, we produce, like, different content for the class each time, so I guess in a way that's how we're allowed to take it over and over again, because we don't learn the same stuff and produce the same stuff.
And that's specific to creative writing, I guess.
Yeah, for creative writing, yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you for chatting and for performing, and it's nice to see you again on the radio. Awesome. Okay, so up next, Alex? Great. Okay, is Colleen not coming? We'll see. All right, great. Well, without further ado, we've got Alex Day with The Herm.
I like it best in the ocean, but it's really far away. So as soon as my shift ends, I think I'm gonna head down to the lake. I'm sick of spending all my time on the road to Medigosh. When I finally pull up to the cabin, there's another sunset gone. This used to feel more home than home, with walls older than old. My great-grandpa built it long ago, the first place on the road. I'm stuck at the Herm again, away from all my friends. I'm stuck at the Herm again, this was never my intent. I'm not going back to town until I figure my life out. But living in this purgatory is filling me with doubt. I'm stuck at the Herm again, and I don't know where I'll go when the good weather ends. The thing I miss the most, I guess, would have to be running water. I can't tell you how many times I drove back to Delo for a shower. I've burnt way too many pizzas in the Cold War era stove. But if you're into old porn, the compost toilet is a treasure trove. I'm stuck at the Herm again, and away from all my friends. I'm stuck at the Herm again, this was never my intent. I'm not going back to town until I figure my life out. But living in this purgatory is filling me with doubt. And the summer's almost over, and everybody's leaving, but I don't know if I'm ready to watch the death of another season. I'm stuck at the Herm again, and I don't know where I'll go when the good weather ends.
All right, that was Alex with the Herm. Thank you for performing. How you doing?
Great, that was fun.
Okay, so what's the Herm and why is it called that?
So the Herm is my family cabin. It's on Lake Dromer in Manitoba. It was the first cabin on the lake. It is not very fancy. It is kind of just like a plywood shack, which is where it gets its name. It's called the Herm because it looks like a hermit lives there. And it's where everybody crashes after parties when they don't want to go home and they don't want their parents to know they were drunk.
That's adorable. It reminds me of this place that my grandparents used to own on Mackenzie Lake up past Princeton. It was a very similar situation, like no running water, no electricity. There was like an outhouse, half a little path up the back. We had to like chop wood, boil lake water to cook and drink and bathe and all of that stuff. And for some reason, those spaces are just so powerfully nostalgic and, like, comforting. I don't know. It sounds like that's how you feel about it, too.
Yeah, a little. I kind of have, like, I always miss it when I'm here for the summer and I want to go back to the cabin and just, like, hang out and not have any internet for a while and not have to look at Facebook or whatever. But also, there's been times, like, my second year of university, I lived there for a summer, and then that was kind of what the song was about, was it got really tiring to have to, like, drive all the way back to town just for a shower, or, take, like, jugs of water up, but, I mean, at least we had a compost toilet, so that was better than an outhouse.
Yeah, you start to really appreciate simple technology. where did you find you ended up in terms of headspace when you have all of that space and separation from society and electricity and all that?
Yeah, I read a lot because there was a lot of old books up there. And then, so I had a lot of like outdated facts because a lot of them were like old Guinness World Record books and like true crime books from the 80s and stuff like that. So I felt like I learned a lot, but also a lot of it was very old information.
Can you hit me with an outdated fact that comes to mind?
There was a couple of Taste of Home magazines there that I used to read, and one of them had a salad that had, like, bananas and ketchup in it, so that was bad.
Yeah, that's rough. Okay. Well, thank you for performing. It's really been a pleasure to have everyone on air today. And Tarek couldn't be here today, but thank you, John, for stepping in. And once again, for those of you just tuning in, this has been a live performance of original songs by students from CRWR, or Creative Writing 411, a UBC course. And thank you so much for listening. It's a pleasure, and the podcast will be up soon. And we'll be back to regular programming next week, so you'll hear the disco stylings of Galen Allen with UDU Radio at 11 a.m. on Thursday again. But cheers to everyone, and thank you again for being here. All right, and I think back in studio, Miles is going to throw